Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Just do the little dance there. They get in front and I go back. But God does it in pairs. So he called for help and they came over. But one thing I want you to know about this is that God blesses us to bless others. You ever heard the saying? Well, I think it's in Psalms 23. My cup runneth over. Oh, I never understood. Why did my cup got to run over? Why do you think? To help somebody else, to give it to them. Your cup ain't running over just to show that, you know, you got all this stuff and you keep it. You ever heard of the Dead Sea? The salt contents of the Dead Sea is so dense because it only takes in and it never gives out. Are you in the Dead Sea? Are you only taking and never giving? Sometimes even when we're in churches, we receive the benefit of the church, we just take and we never give. That's why I joined Sunday. I felt the Lord was leading me to join. It was time to even give more. I'm telling you, the Lord got great plans for Trinity here to be a light in a dark world. So we see that God blessed Simon and the other boats, and he blessed them exceedingly so that he could bless others. But the response that Peter gives is amazing here. Let's look at his response. Verse 8. And Simon Peter saw it and fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord. Whenever you get into the presence of God, you will fall prostrate and say, I'm unworthy. Have you ever been in the presence of God where he broke you and you really see who he is? Think back to Moses in the burning bush. When Moses saw that burning bush, it was on fire, but yet not consumed. He said, I got to take off my shoes because I'm on holy ground. Are you on holy ground when you're in the presence of God? And Peter, or Simon Peter here, recognizes that Jesus Christ is Lord. He doesn't call him master anymore. He calls him Lord. What a change of titles. Did you see that? He calls him Lord. Because now he knows that this is the very Son of God. If you think that the huge load of fishes was the great miracle here, you missed it. The miracle here is that Simon Peter and those around them was caught by Jesus Christ. They finally saw who he was. Remember, Simon Peter was following him on the shore. But now Jesus was reeling him in. Reeling him in. Because we know he was reeling him in. Because here's what he says. Verse 9 says, For he was astonished at all that were with him at the drop of fishes that they were taken. And listen to what Jesus said. And also was James, John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Oh, don't miss this. Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Now, that is good. Don't miss that. Why did Jesus tell him to fear not? What was that?
He was with him.
He was with them. Yeah. But remember, Jesus told him to launch out into the deep. He just recognized who God is. Whenever you recognize who God is, you have to deny yourself and now make sacrifices and be one.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.